revealed their selection on June 21st, which is National Indigenous Peoples Day. According to CTV News, several names have been already suggested, including Huron Chief Kondjiaronk, a key figure in the 1701 treaty called the Great Peace of Montreal.
Very emotional for me to be here today, as I remember, and I try to select a few fond memories of my years here at Western. Could have been my earliest memory of driving in off the 401 with a sign that said, "Thank you, fathers, for dropping off your virgin daughters."
This was music composer and pianist Stefan Macchio addressing graduating students and their families at Western University's 313th convocation in London, Ontario. His speech sparked controversy as many people thought it was offensive and demeaning towards women. Macchio not only referenced his arrival in London in the early 90s that caught some off guard, but he also recited a song largely seen as degrading to the women of Delaware Hall, an all-female residence. Western University has apologized for what it called unacceptable and inappropriate remarks made at a convocation ceremony. Macchio also released a statement posted on the university's website, apologizing for his comments that he called inappropriate. In international news, four people were charged with causing the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, the passenger flight which was shut down over eastern Ukraine in 2014, as it was en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. According to investigators, three Russians and a Ukrainian have been charged with bringing a missile into the plane, murdering 298 passengers and crew. International arrest warrants have been issued for the four suspects, and a court case will begin in the Netherlands in March 2020. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com.
Probably gets you off thinking I'm broken, shadows holding me. Why did you call?
What's up, guys? You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM and you're tuned in to Hear For It. We have been away for about a month, and we have reasons for that, so please don't hold it against us. And I guess we'll start off with kind of just catching up and talking about maybe where we've been, and let's talk about Saint Jean. It's Saint Jean Baptiste. Who really cares? No, I'm kidding. But it's Saint Jean Baptiste. So, did you do anything this weekend?
No, not at all. I don't. I actually never celebrated a Saint Jean. Have you?
I use it as an excuse to celebrate, but not really.
So you mean celebrate or drink?
Yeah, well, not really drink. It's more like you have, because I work for the Ville de Montréal. So I get my Mondays off. A lot of people, not everyone gets Mondays off for Saint Jean, but a lot of people do.
I don't.
And I'm one of the lucky ones. Yeah, because you work at Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah,
because Starbucks doesn't give any time off to anybody.
But we do have temps partiels or something like that.
That's
so
true. That's very good. True. Yeah, but usually I'll take the weekend and I'll go camping with my family or something. Or this weekend we had, I had celebrated my birthday with some friends. And we'll get into that story a little later because it was really fun. Yeah.
We're not going to be here next week for Canada Day. Not because personally I'm doing anything, because, again, I do not celebrate. Like, I also don't celebrate Canada mm-hmm. Day. How about you? Do you do anything for? Are you going to?
Not really. No. We usually go camping again. It's always camping. But it is my anniversary on Canada Day weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How long have you been with your boyfriend?
It'll be 5 years with my beautiful baby. But yeah. Yeah, we usually just go camping and watch fireworks and just relax by the fire and enjoy the time off and the summer. Yeah.
It's really good. That sounds chill.
It is chill. It's great because working full-time in the summer is really not fun.
Yeah, like for the past 2 months, it's been so long that we haven't come here that
I'm so lost.
I literally, if you have, you probably noticed this, but totally messed the beginning up.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You didn't even mention you're listening to CJLO.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did mention it.
Well, I'm still out of it. I'm so sorry.
We're such like rookies. Like we, like my hands are sweating. Like I can't, I don't even know what I'm, it's hard to come back after a month off.
2 months.
Two months? It was 2 months?
Yeah,
oh, like, yeah, my class was 2 months.
Yeah, it was 2 months.
Yeah, we were off because I had a summer class that ended up being during our time slot for the radio. So it's either with me or without me. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, unless you guys want to talk, like, listen to me talk to myself for an hour.
I mean, hi, Amanda, how's it going? I'm doing great. How are you?
Just do, like, voices. Yeah. You know, I'll practice my accents. They're terrible. So
it would be, like, entertaining. It's really hard. I'm finding myself, like, I'm struggling. I feel like it's the first time to be on the radio again.
Well, you were telling me before that your class was on pilgrimages.
Yeah.
And how did that tie with your program?
Okay. So my minor is in diversity and I guess in the sustainability minor. It's close by. And this class was required for my minor. And it's an interesting class. Okay, let me say this in a nice way, because I personally did not enjoy the class because I didn't put my full heart into it. But it is an interesting class if you're into pilgrimage and journeys and spirituality and all of that. Personally, I didn't take the class serious enough to enjoy it. And I'm just glad it's over.
But she does have to do a pilgrimage this
summer.
Yes,
I do. So the assignment is actually really interesting. So we have to do a 15 to 20 kilometer walk or journey, whatever you consider a journey, but most of us are walking. And you have to find something significant to you, something that reaches out to you spiritually. And you have to pretty much walk the 15 to 20 kilometers. You can either split it into 2 days, split it in over a week if you want. But my idea for my project was, because I've moved a lot with in my childhood, I made a route of where I've lived in all these years. And I essentially decided that I will walk, like, through all of the houses that I've lived in. Not through the houses. I'm not going to go inside the house, but I was thinking of, like, walking by the houses and kind of just making a journey through that. And you're supposed to log and kind of diarize it and, like, write down how it made you feel and, like, what kind of feelings it brought up. And, yeah. So I still have that to do, and that's due, like, mid-July.
That sounds like a cool thing. Like, I would want to go and see my old houses, but they're just kind of far away. Like,
the thing is, I don't know. I feel like I don't hold that much attachment to them, so it's going to be hard for me to.
I think it's.
But I couldn't think of anything else.
The last time, the last time I moved was when I was a kid, so it'd be seeing my house like when I was like 6, 7, yeah. And then like later on when I was 11, yeah. and then I moved, and I moved like from shores. Like, I went from the South Shore to the North Shore. Oof, or like
that's
East
far.
Shore. Le Repentigny, I guess that's east.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's east.
So, like, it would be nice to, like, go back and just kind of see the neighborhood. Because I have the memories, but it almost seems like a dream.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how you have, like,
glimpses? It's sort of fading.
Yeah, it's sort of fading. You kind of see the layout, but it's weird.
Okay.
It just doesn't, it feels surreal almost.
I don't know.
I may be reading too much into it.
Also. No, I get it. I totally get it. But I just don't know why. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't really connect as much. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. The point is that thanks for being live with us, guys. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
By the way, for those who are listening only by radio, we are doing an Instagram live. And we have some people tuning in, which is awesome.
Our Instagram is
that's a good point. Maybe we should tell you what our Instagram handle
is. So if you're not on Instagram right now, it's at hereforit.podcast. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it. So if you want to see what we look like, yeah, I don't know if you'll be happy. Women empowerment, we're beautiful.
So before we continue,
yeah,
we'll go right away on our first short break. And because it was summer solstice literally on your birthday.
True.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're going to have summer theme songs. So our first one is All Summer Long by Kid Rock. A classic throwback, I guess. I feel like I say that every time I put a song. I'm like, classic throwback. I feel like at this point it's no longer a throwback.
They're always classic.
So anyways, we're going to go to break and then song.
Yeah.
Good evening, my lovelies. Are you looking for a certain je ne sais quoi in your musical repertoire? Do you possess a taste for variety? Dare I say, a lust for something wicked? Then join me, Brittany, every Monday night at 10 p.m. I play the best and strangest of heavy metal, gothic rock, dark cabaret, and everything in between. All shadows are welcome on Something Wicked. That's Monday nights at 10 p.m. Your Byronic hostess is waiting. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Suoni per il Popolo and Super Connected presents Lido Pimienta at La Sala Rosa on June 22nd. The 2017 Players Prize winner is back in Montreal after a whirlwind year of touring, recording, and exploring new creative endeavors. Advance tickets are $20 and $25 at the door. For more information and festival details, visit suoniperilpopolo.org. This is a Suoni and CJLO co-presentation.
Alabama all summer long, singing sweet home Alabama all
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Here For It on CJLO 1690 AM. And I am Cammie, and I'm here with Amanda,
hey.
In case you weren't tuned in from the beginning. We are kind of taking this on the wing here. So, whim? I have no idea.
We're winging it.
We're winging it. That's what I tried to say, but I can't find the words. So we were pretty much talking about how it's kind of hard to come back from being off for 2 months. And we had 2 months off because I had a summer class, and that's what we were talking about
so
before.
So yeah, it was Cammie's fault, basically.
Pretty much my fault, so I'm sorry. Then we talked about Saint Jean weekend and what we did. We didn't
or
do
not
anything.
Do.
Or not did. But essentially, my birthday was on Friday, and my best friend's birthday was on the 14th. By the way, I say best friend. I have, like, multiple best friends, so if you're, like, confused with who it is, I'm sorry. So, yes, it was one of my best friends on the 14th, and then it was me on the 21st, and we did a joint birthday, and we've been doing this for about maybe 5 years now, but only last year did we discover that, hey, it'd be cool to do themed birthday parties, because why not, you know? And so last year was a Hawaiian-themed, and this year was a, like, ancient Greece theme. And I guess, like, you call it a toga party, but we didn't, like, force everyone to wear a toga. We kind of just said, like, come in white or blue or white and blue and kind of, like, dress how you would if you were on vacation, like in Santorini, for example. Did I wish say I Santorino?
No, you said Santorini.
Okay.
I wish I was in Santorini.
I know, me too. But apparently it's too commercialized and it's, like, overhyped.
I would still go. I mean,
yeah?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I think I've been wanting to go since I was 14 and I read The Sisterhood of Traveling Pants and was
of
like,
course.
I have to go to Greece.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to
go? I am Lena. Where's my Costas?
Yeah, so we did a themed birthday and it was so amazing. Our friends are so great. Like, everyone showed up. I have to shout out my friends Zach and Brandon, because they took the outfit to another level, and it made Erica, you can help me out on this. They dressed up and so, like, they even, I can't even, like, find my words because it's so exciting. Okay, so my friend Zach went to the store and got, like just the right materials to make his own outfit. He made his own toga. And Brandon, I believe, yes, they did kill it, Erica. Thank you. So they made, like, togas. And so Brandon was wearing, like they both had capes and, like, they had the white across and, like, the belt. And I don't even know how to explain it. If you want to see pictures, you can go on my Instagram and see it. It's just so amazing. And they really just came in with the theme. They had Greek music playing on their cell phones while they walked into the backyard. And, like, they just...
They made an entrance.
They really made basically. An entrance. And they did it so well. And we just had such a good time. So we got our ideas essentially from Pinterest. Where else do you get your ideas? We're not that creative. Pinterest is that creative. But... We pretty much, yeah, so we got our ideas from there, and my brother had a Greek ancient statue at his work, and he managed to get it for us. And so for those who I told it was a secret of where it came from my brother's art work, where he works at the art gallery.
Just spoiled the mystique of it all.
Yeah, so because people were coming up to me and saying, where did you find this statue? It's so cool. I was like, it's a mystery. You will never find out.
So basically,
but you're finding
you were
out.
Just being extra.
I was being... It was my moment to shine and be as extra as I wanted to be.
I mean, it's your birthday.
Right?
You do you.
It only comes once a year. You got to make the best of it. Yeah. So we had Greek food. So what we did is we made souvlaki, typical, like, you know, commercial Greek staple food. And so we made souvlaki. The only thing we didn't do was play Greek music because no one there besides me was Greek. And, like, I didn't want to, like, push my Greekness on them too much, you know?
That's one song, though. Just be like,
yeah,
Oppa!
But, like, I feel like that would have just been, I don't know.
Too much?
Yeah, maybe.
There's, like, extra, and then it's just, like, over the line.
It's not that it would have been too much. I just feel like, no one understands Greek music if you're not Greek, you know?
Actually, it makes me think, I think it was my prom night. somehow me and two of my friends, actually Sarah, who's on, I saw you. We were like the last ones on the dance floor. We just were having so much fun, like just dancing with like crazy. Music? And like, I think they were trying to kick us off the dance floor. So they put Greek music and we went in, like we were just like, yeah, we got this. And we started like...
You figured it out.
We figured it out. That's and awesome. Yeah, they just had to turn off the music because we were
that's
like,
how they got
it.
You off?
Yeah.
That's that how. Wouldn't even get you off. You were like, still going.
I am my own music. Like.
Yeah, exactly. No, honestly though, we had such a good time and... all the people that I'm so happy that everyone showed up. Like, you know, when you make an event and like you never know, like everyone responded that they're coming to the event, which was even better because it just makes you feel really important in their lives, which is awesome. Yeah. And it started really early. We started around 6 o'clock. We're usually birthdays and going out and things like that. You'll start it later, you know, and then the night gets late, but it didn't end too late. We got a great night's sleep. Well, I got a great night's sleep. And I woke up the next morning and it was a beautiful day. And
That was your important part. I need my sleep.
Oh, yeah, like. For sure. No, because you know what it is that I'm the type of person who needs like 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Whereas I have friends who can sleep like 4 to 5 hours and they're still going. And I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I can't be like the type who goes out every weekend and like sleep for 3 hours. Get up, go to work, and just be fine. I think I was able to do that maybe 5 years ago. And even then, I was just, like, pushing it. And now I'm like, already getting old.
Yeah, you're getting old.
I am.
We had a joke about this before. So Amanda's birthday is in 3 days. It's on the 27th. And she's turning a whopping 25 years old.
A quarter century.
Yes, and I called her an old hag. And she laughed. Like that.
Yeah.
No, but it's exciting. Do you have any plans for your birthday?
I do. Do I know those plans? I do not. My roommate, my best friend Sarah, is planning it all because I read this book that she gave me for like Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. And the two best friends were like...
You're only reading it now? She gave it to you for Secret Santa?
No, I read it.
I told her about it. I was like, wow, you're a great friend.
No, I read it. It was really good. It was a romance. But the two best friends would plan each other's birthdays.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so we decided that this year for the big 25, we're going to do that.
That's nice.
So each time I kind of ask what's going on Thursday, she's just like, don't worry about it. Mm. So I don't know. I guess I'll tell you guys in like 2 weeks when we're back.
Sorry, you could tell me. I won't say anything.
On the live chat. Like,
you can write it on the live chat. She won't see anything. No, but I was going to ask you, because there's some people out there who are not really big on birthdays. Like, for example, my boyfriend, like, he's not big on birthdays. He's not the type that wants to celebrate his birthday unless he's, like, putting on a poker face and just hoping that someone celebrates it for him. You know what I mean?
That's so sad. No.
What I'm saying is people do that. They'll say, I'm not big on birthdays. And then they're like, you didn't do anything for my birthday. And I'm just like... But you said you're not big on birthdays. I make a big deal of birthdays all the time.
I've always wanted a surprise party, so I'm very happy that I'm having one, even though I know it's happening. I don't
It's amazing.
Like, I don't know what's happening, so.
Sorry, you gotta keep up.
But also, I'm usually the type of person who doesn't like the spotlight, but then it's like June 27th, and I'm like, where are the lights?
Yeah.
Like, I like, obviously to a certain extent, like just little
you
things.
You want to do something.
I like doing something like, for my birthday, but the problem is, like, it's what to do for your birthday. Yeah. So, like, every year I always have that problem. Like, what do I want to do? I want to do something big, but I don't want it to be too expensive. And then, like, I don't want to just go to a bar and, like, just chill there because that's not special enough. Because
you can do that on any Saturday or Friday night, you know what I mean? Or any night.
My old tradition when I was, like, 20, like, 21, 22.
You make it sound like it was so long ago. You're like, my old tradition like, you know, like, you're saying it like you're 75.
Was to go to McKibben's on Bishops.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
We used to do that.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
It was, like, the best. Like, I just love McKibben's because...
Yeah, it's so good.
You have, like, music upstairs. You can, dance.
We used to go to the one on Saint Laurent. It's more laid back, though.
Yeah, Saint Laurent. Yeah. Like, I have, like, my times where Bishop's was, like, to dance and, like, just have fun. Mm-hmm. Saint Laurent is more, like, on St. Patty's.
Yeah.
for the live shows because it's very like,
yeah,
not very Irish, but it's Irish looking.
Yeah.
Irish enough, I guess.
Yeah.
And
it makes the cut.
It makes the cut. So yeah. I usually go to the parade and then wander off in the freezing bitter colds to send it home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's St. Paddy's for you.
Yeah, that's true.
And what about you? You like big and...
Okay, no, it doesn't have to be big. Like, it. Okay, so... like I said, I love birthdays. It gives me an excuse to, like, celebrate someone. And I like to make people feel special. So my best friend, one of my best friends, actually, she wrote... my bestie planned the best birthday. I feel like Ariana Grande when she like winces her eyes to see something on the screen.
Oh, and she like rushes and she's like sprinting. Yeah.
She says, my bestie planned the best birthday of my life. Oh, that's so sweet. So what I did essentially was I like to surprise people, and I had thrown one of my best friends a surprise birthday for her 20th birthday. I want to say 20th. I'm not sure. But yeah, I got all of my friends and it worked out so well because she had no idea. And I love seeing people happy. I love making people happy and seeing their smile and just knowing that I'm the one that put that feeling, you know, like that gave them that feeling. I love it. So for me, like, birthdays is my chance. It's my excuse to make, like, because then if you're constantly, for example, let's say one of my friends doesn't like celebrating their birthday. If you're constantly like imposing things on them, it's not as exciting if they don't want it. You know
what
I mean? Yeah,
no, for sure. Like, you don't want to force them to be like, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Like, you do what they want to do for that.
Exactly.
Day,
so I knew Erica was the type to, like, she would have enjoyed it. I knew she wasn't going to, like, you know, be mad that there was a surprise birthday. Whereas I wouldn't do that for Andrew because he'd be like, ugh. Like, I don't want to be here. Like, you know, he'd walk in and be like, oh, I'll like, surprise.
Where's the boy? No, birthday boy? He's just gone.
Yeah, there's some people who just don't like to be surprised, you know? But,
yeah.
And, like, I remember when I was younger, my mom threw me a surprise birthday, and I was so happy. I walked in, and everyone's like, surprise. I'm like, yeah. Like, I was so happy that everyone was there. It's just fun. Yeah. Like, and I love, I'm a social butterfly. So I love being happy and being social with people, and it's just an excuse to have people come together. So that's why I love birthdays. Yeah.
Yeah, birthdays are fun.
Yeah, they are fun.
For, like, other things, like... I mean, that's pretty much all the summer. I mean, for the past 2 months, like in May, I was so busy. I had like full-time work. Mm. And I also was doing my TESOL certificate, which
TESOL.
Is...
TESOL. What's TESOL?
Teaching English as a Second Language.
Yes, it is.
So with that, it was with Oxford Seminars. With that, you become a certified teacher as a second language, obviously. And you can travel around the world and be a full-time teacher. And my plan, I don't know if I had mentioned it before, is to go to Korea, South Korea, and...
I'm just going to make that clear.
And, like, sign a contract for a year, be a teacher, like, right on the side That's for, like, really my cool. travel blog and everything, and then just travel.
We have talked about it because I called you out for leaving me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it's in, like, a few months.
I'll deal with it. I'll find something.
It's like, just like a mannequin of me, like, so what are you doing to men?
I'm gonna be talking to myself. No, but that's so cool.
Yeah,
you know, really, I had looked into that before going into university. So after college, I was actually looking into like education and teaching as a second language because I was taking some Chinese classes in high school. Yeah.
What?
And my dad was really like supportive of it and for it, encouraging me to continue. But it's such a hard language. It's so hard to learn. Like, I can't. Okay, first of all, like, learning any language at an older age is hard because our brains are not like as absorbent for things like that. But Chinese is just like a whole other level. I took it for 2 years, I think it was. And like, I think now the only thing I know how to say is like, hello and my name is and like the basics.
How do you say it?
No, don't put me on the spot. It's ni hao. Like, we were learning Mandarin.
Okay.
So there's Cantonese and Mandarin. So we were learning Mandarin. But my teacher was Cantonese. Was she? Hold on. No, I think, never mind. But like, the thing is, I think, and it's kind of like, because I went to Greek school also, and it's kind of the same. They always want to teach you the songs. And I don't know if this is because it's a way of remembering the words and maybe learning.
So.
But my God, like, I think I knew how to sing more Chinese songs than I knew how to speak Chinese, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you memorized it, but you don't know what you're saying almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so essentially, I was looking at TESOL also, and I was really, like, really... leaning towards it, and then I don't know why I changed my mind last minute.
I mean, you could have also done it at Concordia. They have a certificate, yeah. like a 2-year, 3-year thing.
Yeah. But I was looking at it specifically for McGill. I think McGill intimidated me. And I was like, I can't go there. It's like, it's too much.
I can't do this.
Yeah, no, because the thing is, my program for Dawson was 3 years. So already I was held back from the people that were my age. Mm. And I was seeing people at McGill and how much they were like saying how it was just so intense and that they were like flooded with work. And I was like, oh, Concordia is probably not going to be like that. It's a lie. Concordia is also like that.
I mean, university is university wherever you are.
So true. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the plan for me. And especially since I graduated this month.
Yes.
That
was congratulations. Like my other, like,
thank you. So exciting. I was so excited, but mm-hmm. it hasn't sunk in yet. It's really weird.
Like, how do you feel that you're not? Well, unless you take the exam and do the courses for TESOL, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have no homework.
I have no homework other than finishing up my TESOL thing.
Yeah.
It's like, also, I think that's why it hasn't sunk in is because it's the summer. I never have homework.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
There was like a moment at the ceremony earlier this month where I walked in. It was at Place des Arts. Mm. And I just kind of walked in and I just almost got teary-eyed. Cause I'm like, this is over. What am I going to do now?
You're seeing everyone in their gown.
Yeah, everyone's in their gown and everything. And then it just kind of like...
Getting all sentimental over here.
And then I sat down and completely forgot about it. Went on stage, got my certificate, well, my diploma.
But how are the nerves to go up on stage? Because I feel like I'm the type of person that would trip.
Well, everyone says don't trip.
I know. Like, why would they do that?
And I'm like, okay.
The pressure's on.
There's like so many things that happens. Like, you're like sitting, you spend like what, 2 hours waiting until it's your turn. Cause like journalism was the very last group on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And then that sucks. You go out, take a bunch of pictures, go behind stage. And I thought it was really cool being backstage because when I was a kid, I would go see Casse-Noisette at the Nutcracker.
I was like, what the hell is that?
I was like, I completely forgot about that.
It was so constant.
Sorry, that was pretentious almost. No, I would go to see the Nutcracker, the ballet, and with my mom, and it was always in that theater. So I thought it was really cool, like being on stage where the dancers are.
One of the people on our live, so my friend said that she cried during her ceremony because she also graduated, and that because she was in management. So the day that they had their ceremony, management was the last, and that it took really long also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes forever, and you just... And also, my dad was texting me. He's like, are you on yet? Are you on? Because he was watching the live one, like the live ceremony.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm last. I'm completely last.
That must be for... Yeah. Imagine for all the parents that are like... That's a long ceremony. What is it? Like 4 or 5 hours?
No. Much less. It's like...
Really?
3 hours.
I exaggerate so much. I always overestimate it.
It's a 12-hour thing, right?
12 hours. It's like a day, right? It's too much.
You get there at sunup. We leave at sundown. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then it was like a whole thing, like the whole day we went for dinner. But I think it's going to hit me in August, like September.
Yeah.
When everyone's going to go back to school. And I'm like, what's going on? Where are my classes?
Back to school. That I'm going to be one of those people.
Yeah.
All of my friends, that week, I think, what was it, June 11th, the week of June 11th, right?
Yeah, mine was on June 10th.
Yeah. Okay, so all of my friends were, well, not all of them, but the majority of my Instagram feed was graduating, and I was like, I'm just sitting there like my eyes twitching, and I'm like, I really wish I was there right now. But it's not because I was held back or anything. I don't understand. I think it's because I didn't take any summer classes last summer.
I mean, I felt like that, like, for the past, 2 years?
Yeah, because you did your undergrad in how many years?
Five years.
Yeah,
so, also, fun fact, it's been exactly 20 years that I've been in school, because...
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Because of kindergarten.
Yeah,
and then
from, like,
elementary.
Kindergarten, 5 years old, to, like, now, 20 years.
That's insane!
Which means I started in 1999. Just gonna let that sink in.
That's
like
crazy.
The loss of the 90s.
Yep.
No,
that's
it's
so crazy.
Yeah. So.
And then people. Ugh, you know what one of my pet peeves is?
What
is someone like the older generations? So like who, like, you know, when you're stressing about exams or you're studying mm-hmm. or you have assignments and you're, and people are just like, they kind of blow it off and they're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You'll get through it. And you're just like, in that moment, it's just, it's the stress consumes you.
Like, yeah, it we've is a
been
big
in
deal.
School. So about like 15 to 20 years, like the, mm-hmm. I guess the people like that we socialize with at school, like that's a long time. That's like a the majority of your life. You're in school and you have studying to do. And like, I don't know life.
And it's not even a majority school. Of your life too. Yeah. Because it's just.
It is your life.
It's like right now it's your life. But what's really scary, I've come to notice, is the fact that this wasn't your whole life.
That's true.
So it's just.
You're going to look back at it at like 40 years old.
Yeah. And like in 25 years, we're going to meet. Oh my God, I don't know.
Don't do the math.
I'm not going to do the math, but like in 25 years, I'm going to still have another 25 years and another, hopefully.
Yeah, that's so true.
So that's just a quarter of your life of like in school. And you're just like, it feels like it's your whole life. And then you're just stuck like figuring out like, oh, so what is the rest of my life?
I don't even know what I want to do with my life. And I've been in school for like 17 or 18 years? If yours is 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm mad. This is bringing up some bad feelings right now.
On a positive, other than graduation, I went to Party Like Gatsby, which I suggest to anyone who just likes old-timey 20s things. It's you dress up.
You curled your hair. I saw the picture on her Instagram. You guys should go check it out. It is. You looked so beautiful.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Was so cool. That's like a dream. I want
to
do that.
It was really fun, like getting to like dress up like in a different era.
Yeah.
I went to like I went to Eva B, like the thrift store, to like get the dress.
Where was the event though?
It was at Théâtre Rialto.
Okay, on Park Avenue.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's so cool.
And it's a party. Basically, it travels around the around Europe, a few states and a few cities in Canada.
That is so cool.
And
will they come back?
Yeah, like there's already a party scheduled for like next year. So you guys should check it out. It's really cool. It's about like $40, $45, and yeah, it was really fun.
So you got dressed up. You had someone do your makeup, right?
Yeah.
You got pampered that day. I saw that. That's amazing.
Yeah, I did.
Dream come true, being pampered like
that.
I
have found a video and I got my friend to help me with my hair.
Yeah.
I don't do makeup, so I was like, can you fix this up?
Fix this. Do something.
Do your thing. And I like bought a few accessories and everything. Yeah. And the best part of the show, personally, was the beginning. It's where it's an actual show. Mm. So there's a host, which and then there was burlesque, there was sword swallower.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was really
Was
crazy.
It scary?
It's just disturbing. But
like, is
can't...
it fake? Like, what is this? What?
Like basically, he has like long like swords that he just puts in it. Like, yeah.
But can he actually like he does it for real?
Yeah, he does it.
Oh my god, that's so scary.
It's the whole point. Yeah, and then
that
there's
so
like
scary.
Acrobats. There was what else was there? Yeah, like music.
And then what, after you get up and you socialize, is that what it is?
Or afterwards,
more of a show?
Yeah, so there's the show until I think it was like 12:30.
Okay.
And then after it's electro 20s,
okay.
Like music. And it was a little too electro than 20s for my taste.
Okay.
We were also really tired. We had like, me and my friends, we had a class early the next day. So we're just like, maybe not. It was like a class. I think we had to. I had to present that day. Probably it was the TESOL.
Yeah.
So, but strongly suggest it. And if you like electro, then it's your thing. Yeah. There's like a photo booth, where you can like sit down and pretend like you're drinking tea or like on the phone, and it's like forever. I don't think I think I posted one picture, and it wasn't even like the good picture that like they took.
Okay.
Because I'm very picky, as is everyone. Yeah.
Says you. Remember. Like me all the time.
Every
with pickiness.
Every picture we take and we post, it's probably the fifth one that we took.
Every time.
Just let you
I'm
know.
I'm a perfectionist. And it still doesn't end up being perfect.
I mean, it's hard to be like a perfect picture.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not that photogenic, so. I'm like searching for compliments here.
I'm
so kidding.
If you're only listening on the radio, I just made a face. So
I was like, I'm not that photogenic. Pause. Amanda,
oh, wait,
do you have anything to say?
So for pretty. Did you know what Mean Girls when she's like, I need to lose 5 pounds?
I was trying to go for something like that. That's why I was hoping you'd catch
on.
It was
like a pause. I didn't catch on. Instead, I made a face.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Other than that, personally, I watched movies. I went to go see Aladdin.
I want to see it.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
It was amazing. It was probably... No, it is the best live-action Disney yet. My only... critique of it.
Don't be that person. I'm kidding.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
It's
I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil
it. It's Jasmine's song. I'm not gonna say anything.
Does she suck?
It's not that, like, obviously the actress sings well. It's the song itself sounds very boppy. Like
boppy?
Like, you know, like Disney Channel. Not Disney, but Disney Channel.
Oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
Like pop and... Okay,
yeah,
okay, I see
it's
what
just
you're
like...
Going.
It was kind of like... I don't even know how to describe it, but it was... It kind of threw me off a bit. And even, like, the panning of the camera was a little cheesy.
Okay.
But the movie was so good that I will oversee this. And I don't normally do
I will forget that this happened.
Yeah, I will forget that it happened because... I've been listening to the playlist. Okay. It was really good.
You're allowed.
And the actor is the perfect Aladdin. He even has his voice.
You know what? You know what's really funny is that my brother went to go see that with his girlfriend, and he came back and he was like, "You have to go see it. It's so good." And I was like, "Coming from you, that's a big thing." Because me and my brother grew up on Disney movies, right?
Yeah.
But like, I never expected him to want to go see a remake, especially. Not that Aladdin was more of a feminine, like, movie. It's just that it was a musical. And you don't see, like, my brother was never really into musicals. Like, he wasn't, you know. So, I don't know. It was funny that he came to me and he said that it was that great. So, I know that it's something I have to see if he said that. Like, I respect his opinion that much that I know I have to go see it now.
I vouch for it. It was really good.
Yeah.
I would have paid again to watch it.
Yeah?
That good. Yeah.
Well, actually, I went to go see Toy Story on Friday.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, I wanted to ask you about that, but then I saw the time.
Oh, yeah, let's go on a break. We'll take a break first.
We'll take a short break. Yeah, it won't be very long.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Tonight we have...
The best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's...
CJLO.
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM. The 19th edition of Suoni per Il Popolo is here, and it is bursting at the seams. Check out amazing creative music from around the world and just down the block. The second half of the festival includes Lito Pimienta, Snotty Nose Res Kids, Stacey Ann Chin, Wetware, King Ayasoba, David Murray and Cahil El-Zabar, Pinocchio, Fiverr, Zara Dion, Indigenous Mind, Hamid Drake and Eva Bitova, Die Angel, Mukata, Blue Anxiety, and many others. All information can be found at suoniperilpopolo.org. Tickets are available online or at your favorite record store.
Welcome back to Hear For It on CJLO 1690 AM. And I'm Amanda, and I'm here with Cami.
Hi.
And we were talking right before the, like, a really tiny short break. We're talking about Toy Story. Cami just watched it.
Yes, I did.
In theaters.
Yes.
It came out, what, like a few days ago?
I think it came out on Thursday, the 20th.
And I wanted to know, what were your thoughts? Because, I mean, it's Toy Story. It's our childhood.
Yeah. Okay, so the first two... are awesome, obviously. Excuse me. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. The first two Toy Stories are really amazing. And then the third one is good. And the fourth one, in my opinion, okay, I don't want to be that person who's like, who like.
She didn't like it.
No, it's not that I didn't like it. It's just that it didn't. No, I didn't like it.
It's okay. You're 23.
No, but
it's fine.
It's not cool because like I really wanted to like it. And, like, my boyfriend was really excited about it, too, because he grew up on Toy Story. It was, like, one of his favorite movies. And I was there. I was, like, I think my expectations were so high. I was, like, this is going to be fun. It's going to be great. And then I watched the movie, and I am not a person to, like, be tired and falling asleep in a movie, but I feel like that was what I was feeling when I was watching it. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't terrible. I'm sure the kids nowadays will enjoy it, but it's not
Toy Story.
It didn't hit me in the feels. Like, well, there was one scene that hit me in the feels, but like other than that, it was like, I'm not feeling it. You know? I wasn't here for it.
Not your
another plug-in.
But yeah, I just watched the trailer and I thought that just the drawings, the cartoon itself is different and it doesn't feel like Toy Story. It just feels like another new movie and I would totally be fine with that. But then you're just like, no, Toy Story was a certain way.
Yeah.
I kind of want to just watch it that way.
Yeah, it's true.
And then, yeah.
I don't know. It was all right. Like the kids, like I said, the kids nowadays will enjoy it, I'm sure. Because in general, but if you know the Toy Story history and you've seen the other Toy Stories and you grew up with it, then I feel like you won't leave completely satisfied.
And this one was also, there was like no Andy. And also it's just about this new, like made up toy called
Spoiler
Sporky.
Alert, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet.
It's in the trailer, so I'm not spoiling anything. True. Other than that, we were bonding over this before because this movie is amazing. It's new on Netflix. It's called Someone Great.
Yeah,
right? Okay. Yeah. It was just...
It is the most feel-good... Yeah, it was... So who was it that told me I needed to watch it? It was one of my friends, Bailey. She told me to watch it, and I did. I took her suggestion, and I watched it, and it's just such a good feel-good movie. It's something like you and your girls or you and your friends need to watch, you know?
No, because I watched it with my best friend and we didn't have high expectations because the trailer kind of
seemed... They didn't really amp it up that much, that's why.
No, the trailer, like, just... It felt like the jokes fell flat.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, well, we don't have anything else to watch. Let's watch this. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jane the Virgin is on it. Like, why not?
Yeah.
But... Then we watched it, and it was actually really funny,
it
was really, really heartfelt.
Well, that's it. Like I wasn't expecting much from it either because I hadn't seen any commercials on it. They didn't really put much into the advertising or the marketing for it. So I wasn't really walking in with too many expectations, but she told me it's such a great movie that I had to watch it, and we usually have the same taste in movies. Like, we'll give each other suggestions, and so when I watched, like, it was just... So
and
good.
Not
so
to spoil good. Anything, but it's not like any other love story.
It's not. Yeah, it's not
it's
typical.
It's really not it's like not a typical your love story. Yeah. And it focuses a lot on the trio's friendship, which is
for
great.
Sure. It's so beautiful.
And a lot about like partying. It's like the premise is like it's the protagonist like 30th. It's like her dirty 30. So she's turning
30. When you and your girls are getting ready to go out and, you know, you're doing your hair, you're doing your makeup, you're like choosing your outfit. It's like those cute little cliches. But then the storyline itself is not, it's not average. It's not typical. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really good. So I really suggest that you guys watch that movie. It's called Someone's Great and it's on Netflix. So... That's that.
Yeah, highly recommend.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, the other movie I watched recently, it was not even... compared to this one, it's not nothing. But I watched Murder Mystery with Adam Sandler.
I watched it too with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. It's so good.
Because usually I don't particularly like Adam Sandler. And
I love Adam Sandler.
Just in general. Like, I like 50 First Dates and like...
Yeah.
Those
are the oldies,
with,
though.
Yeah, I like the oldies.
Yeah.
But recently, it depends.
Yeah, no, I see where you're going with that, though, because his recent ones are not as...
Yeah, like, I feel like it's a hit or miss with him. But this one was actually really well thought out. It's like, once you watch it, because it's a murder mystery, you have to watch it till the end. Like, you want to know who the murderer is.
Yeah.
And it's apparently it was shot in Montreal. I didn't see any...
Really?
Yeah, it was shot Italy and Montreal. Yeah. I saw it like somewhere on Instagram.
Yeah, it's true because I was working. I remember I thought this was a prank call at first. So I was working and I got a phone call. I'm a receptionist at a community center. And I got a phone call from some agent from a Montreal cinema studio saying that Adam Sandler wanted to rent out our gym to play basketball. And like... Yes, Adam Sandler plays basketball. Everyone who's a fan of Adam Sandler knows that he's big. Adam Sandler's big on basketball, so it was kind of, okay, that was whatever. But I thought it was just some random person, like, trying to get the gym. Because when we used to do room rentals, and so when people used to call in, especially during that time of the year, it would be busy. So I thought maybe someone was using that as an excuse to, like, for us to give him or give them the room.
You didn't give the room?
No, it's not that we didn't give the room. If it wasn't available, it wasn't available.
Was it available?
It was. So we booked, but then last minute, it was like, oh, like, Adam Sandler doesn't want to, like, come. Or something. I don't know. Something along those lines.
You were this close
to seeing it. Yeah, I was this close to, like, yeah, pretty much.
I never saw a big actor.
I've seen Terry Crews once.
Where?
Yeah, in an elevator in New York. Yeah, it was very, like...
Did you, like, ask for his...
I was scared.
Like, did you ask for his, like, autograph?
No, I didn't know what to do. I was just... I don't want to be that person who's like, oh, my God, I love you so much. You're such a great actor. Like, I'm a huge fan. Like, I don't do that. I am a fan. I'm a huge fan, girl. Yeah. Like, shaking my head back and forth, looking at him. No. I was in an elevator, and I saw him. And it was for, like one floor. It must have... Like, I don't know. It all just happened so quickly.
Is he, like... Bulk, like,
yeah,
how
he's,
big
he's
is
tall,
he?
Yeah, he's huge, yeah. It's
oh
Terry
my
Crews.
God,
yeah.
I've seen like Quebec actor, like actors,
yeah,
in quite
I don't
frequently.
Even know any Quebec actors,
yeah. Like, I know, like, I've seen comedians and
yeah.
like well known actors,
have I seen anybody else?
But not like, really. I want to see an all American,
yeah,
like
big celebrity.
Actually, Sarah, who's I don't know if you're still watching, but she spotted Hugh Jackman. Like, near Sherbrooke Machero, like, a few years ago, and she just didn't process it. But obviously, she always brings it up, and
died
I'm very jealous.
Hugh Jackman.
But he's, like, all in sweats. Like, you can really, like...
Yeah, but
like,
still, Hugh Jackman. It's Hugh Jackman. He's so... He's a man of many talents. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
He's amazing. He's one of my top favorite male actors.
No,
that's
for
amazing.
Sure.
And he does amazing in any genre. Like, he does comedy. He does action. He does musicals. And I love musicals. Like... I don't think it can get any better than musicals.
What's your all-time favorite musical?
Okay, so it's kind of weird the way it works out because I always go with The Sound of Music because that's the first musical I really, really, truly loved.
Okay.
People don't like The Sound of Music because it's slow and it's older and it's not like, you know, it's not like jumpy and like pop or like...
No, I haven't watched it in a long time.
I love The Sound of Music. That's one of my favorites. Les Misérables, again, is like probably... So The Sound of Music is my favorite because it's the first one I ever watched. Les Misérables is my favorite because it's the best one I ever watched. Both of them are really good. Even the movie and the musical
mm-hmm.
are really good. And I went to go see them at Place des Arts also.
The Sound of Music?
Yeah. Les Misérables.
Oh, Les Misérables? Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, they were really good. But the best musical I ever saw was Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
The best.
That is on my bucket list. My ultimate favorite movie, is the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
I watched it for the first time. It's very weird, actually. I watched it for the first time when I was 8.
Mm-hmm.
Fell in love with it. I was, like, at my best friend's house at the time, and she didn't have many cassettes because at the time we had cassettes, and the only one she had was The Phantom. And we put it on. I loved it. My favorite scene was when they're doing Don Juan on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I was 8. I was weird.
Yeah.
And so every time I would go over to her place, which was like quite frequently and like at least every 2 weekends,
mm-hmm.
I would request to watch The Phantom. She got so pissed at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's
I would
I'm
not be pissed. I love The Phantom of the
After
Opera,
like watching
so
it like 3 times in like a month, it's a little excessive.
And, you know, like the crowd and the audience for musicals is so narrow, I find. It's such a niche genre that I feel like not many of my friends, like I never really was able to go with friends to things like this.
I
always dragged my dad with me.
I love, like, I want to go, like, I want to go to The Phantom on Broadway.
It's so good. Like, hands down, probably the best musical I've ever seen live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even better than Les Mis. And Les Mis is my favorite movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's a really good movie.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies when I was a kid was, like, before The Phantom, or, like, while about, was Grease.
Yeah, Grease is good, too.
It's the classic one.
Yeah, Grease is a classic.
And talking about Grease, just because it's the end of our show.
It is.
We're, like, coming to near end. And for our parting song, what better way to celebrate summer? And it's night, and you guys are probably maybe...
We both look out the window, like, is it night? Are we sure?
Yeah, we're sure. I'm going to put on Summer Nights. It was John Travolta and
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, I was like, yes, Olivia,
I got
what?
You. Olivia, who?
Who?
Sandy, it's Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah, so I guess that's the end of our show.
Already?
Yeah, it went by really quick. We're going to be back in about 2 weeks. So next week we're off, but the Monday after we will be back. And you guys should send us some suggestions of what you want us to talk about. We have a few ideas in mind, but of course we always like to go with what people want to hear.
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess.
Especially if we want to do like some research. And
that's true.
Also, if you guys want a part two of an episode or like anything mm-hmm. like that. Personally, my favorite was
Scary
yeah. Stories.
Yeah.
I just love scary stories.
And we got a lot of great feedback from that one too.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll probably have it like towards the end of the month maybe. Yeah. If, yeah. We'll
that see. Works.
So, see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, everyone.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights. The